worked and practiced on what we could, and we didn't play terrible. They're just really good. So, you know, I was coming out of that game, I was a little disappointed, and the girls were too, but, you know, watching them at state and being able to just fully sit there and watch them, you know, they're definitely deserving of the state title, and they're a team that even going to state, they kind of beat, you know, the first two rounds teams by the same points as us. So even out there, they just kind of swept everyone and kind of dealt with it pretty single-handedly. So
played some of your best volleyball, you feel, down the stretch when you had to when it came to sub-districts and then eventually into a district final, didn't you?
Yes. Starting out the year was pretty rough for us, and we knew, you know, it was going to be pretty rough. About mid-season when we switched things up, things really started to click for the girls and chemistry started to come together, and I kept telling them come sub-district time or even conference time, that's kind of where you want to hit your peak, and I really think this year that that's where we hit our peak, and we played some good ball towards the end, so you can't discredit the girls from, you know, fighting during those games and handling things the way they needed to be handled at that point in time.
And you were battling a key injury at the beginning of the season, and then you had a key injury happen to you late in the year, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this year was kind of a year of injuries for us. I kept telling the girls it's a year of adversity, and you just got to face it and move on. Dwelling on it's not going to help us any. So we're going to hope that we can stay healthy through the rest of the year as they move through basketball and track, and we're going to do some a little bit of stuff in the off season. I mean, some of them are going to play some club and stuff like that. So hopefully they can stay healthy doing that as well. And we're going to be ready to jump back in the gym. I'm ready now, but they're going to be ready to jump back in the gym in May and get started in summer stuff. So
a couple of seniors, Gracie Goings, Peyton Cox, Riley McCrum, all key seniors. You'd love to have just give me one more year with them, and but they played a lot of minutes for you once again throughout the season in your first year, didn't they?
Yes, I would love to have all of those girls back. We just kind of started to form a pretty good bond, I feel like, the four of us, and I knew going into their senior year was going to be tough. They've had a new coach every single year, and so I wanted to kind of make this the best year for them yet, and I think it was a great year. And, you know, we kind of really started to form some good relationships, and I wish I could just have them one more year, you know, and get them their trip to state. But it is what it is as far as this year goes. We're really going to miss them, but I've really drilled into the younger girls' minds that somebody has to step up to the plate and fill those shoes, and they're big shoes to fill going into next year.
Could center a lot around Izzy Steno. I know McKenna Decker was another one, played well. I'm sure a few others will have to take up a lot of what those others did once again this year.
Yes. You know, that was a nice part about this team is we do have quite a few underclassmen that got some good varsity time. So stepping up to next year, it shouldn't be any kind of a shock to them, you know, the kind of teams that we're going to face and how things are going to play out. And I really reiterated in our meeting the beginning of this week, kind of our end of the year meeting, you know, what you do in the off season is going to determine how next fall is for you, and we have to have some people that step up into that leadership role, and I'm really looking forward to see who decides to step into those shoes and fill them.
How about filling that freshman class, eighth grade of freshman class? There are some good numbers, good potential there as well.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, there was eight eighth graders this year. So depending if they all go out, you know, that's a pretty big class for us. I mean, 24 that we had last year was a good group for Juanita. So if we're going to lose three and potentially gain eight, I mean, we could really have a heck of a crew next year. And there is some good talent coming in. I'm really looking forward to starting to work with them early in the summer and get them built into the program as well.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think there's some more siblings on the way up in that class, if I'm not wrong on that.
Yeah. Mesa Cox will be coming up as a freshman next year. We have Cameron Fanning and Molly Uris coming in. You know, there's a few others that I'm not as familiar with. Those were kind of helped me out some as far as student managers this year and just that I know because they're siblings. But I know that that group's talented, and I'm really looking forward to having them.
Well, it sounds like you had a ball once again your first year, but the key is you got to get out and play a little club in the off season to make yourself better, don't you?
Exactly. Like I said a little bit ago, You know, how you, what you do in your off season is going to determine how your season goes. And the more that you get together and play, the more that you guys are in the gym, the more chemistry you're going to build, the more time you have your hands on a ball, the better off next season's going to be for you. And I think there's a little unfinished business as far as the girls are concerned. And that feeling after losing the district final game is definitely something that they said they don't want to feel again. So I think there's a determination in their mind now, and they're going to be hopefully ready to go again and continue to. I told them that feeling, you know, when you don't want to wake up for weights in the morning or don't want to come to open gym, you remember that feeling of losing that game, and that's what should spark that interest and get you in there. So they're ready to go, I think. So